Zug, the express train to Hamburg and back 4 times a week. The bride, Dagmar, was my secretary, and I had no idea what I was going to do without her. Not that I cared to know either. I'd often thought of marrying Dagmar myself. She was pretty and good at organizing me, and in my own odd way, I suppose that I loved her. But then at 38, I was probably too old for her, and maybe just a shade too dull. I'm not much given to having a wild time, and Dagmar was the sort of girl who deserved some fun. So here she was, marrying this flyer. And on the face of it, he was everything that a girl could have wished for. He was young, handsome, and in the gray-blue uniform of the National Socialist Flying Corps, he looked to be the epitome of the dashing young Aryan male. But I was disappointed when I met him at the wedding reception. Like most party members, Johannes Burkle had the look and the air of a man who took himself very seriously indeed. It was Dagmar who made the introduction. Johannes, true to type, brought his heels together with a loud click and bowed his head curtly before shaking my hand. "Congratulations," I said to him. "You're a very fortunate fellow. I'd have asked her to marry me, only I don't think I look as good as you in uniform." I took a closer look at his uniform. On the left breast pocket,